From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. Defense Secretary says Syria has heard what the White House had to say. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says that Syria appears to have heeded a U.S. warning to not use chemical weapons. Mattis noted there had not been a new chemical attack in Syria since the White House issued that warning earlier this week. He made the comments to the press traveling with him in Europe ahead of a ministerial NATO meeting in Brussels. He started his day in Germany, where he met with his German counterpart, German Defense Minister Ursula von der Leyen, and had some pointed comments aimed at Russian President Vladimir Putin as well. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The two defense leaders held a ceremony commemorating the 70th anniversary of the Marshall Plan to rebuild Europe after World War II. During his remarks, Mattis also called out Russian President Vladimir Putin for causing what he called international mischief.
I mentioned a moment ago that discouraged people in need of inspiration. And there are millions of people like that who live today in Russia. Their leader making mischief beyond Russian borders will not restore their fortunes or rekindle their hope. And while we will meet with any aggression with what Danish Defense Minister Claus Frederiksen said was determination, deterrence, and purpose, we will also watch for a Russia that honors its people enough to abide by international law and so win for them the peace that we all offer.
Mattis and von der Leyen will join their fellow NATO ministers for meetings Thursday in Brussels. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A cluster bomb attack on an Islamic State-held village in eastern Syria has killed 15 people, the latest in a series of devastating airstrikes along the